Tomorrow, Columbus voters decide who will fill 4 seats on city council. It's a body that's become a political machine, built to keep incumbents in office. But progressive organizers from the group Yes We Can are mounting another challenge. They're backing a slate of candidates taking on incumbent council members on issues like affordable housing and tax abatements. I had a look at their long shot bid. On a recent drizzly Sunday afternoon, Joe Motil went knocking on doors in a neighborhood near Monfray Stadium.
How you doing? I'm looking for Austin.
Oh, he's not with her anymore. He's down in Seattle.
Oh, no. My name's Joe Motil. I'm a candidate for Columbus City Council.
Motil, along with Tiffany White and Liliana Rivera-Bayman, make up Yes We Can's slate for city council. The organization is also endorsing Kimberly Mason for school board. The group formed 4 years ago and first backed candidates in the 2017 municipal elections. Every one of them lost. One of those failed candidates was Amy Harkins. She's now working as one of the organizers leading Yes We Can.
In 2017, we were outspent 10-1. So the money is something that we're probably never going to be able to beat. But we have people who really believe in our message and people who are feeling the same pain that our candidates are feeling.
The Yes We Can slate is also facing institutional hurdles in the form of council's decades-long reliance on appointments. Harkins notes 35 of the last 39 council members were initially tapped to fill a vacancy rather than winning their post at the ballot box. 3 of the 4 incumbents running in this year's election are facing voters for the first time. The campaign issue Yes We Can has been hammering harder than any other is property tax abatements. At a recent forum, Tiffany White, who serves as a North Central Area Commissioner, voiced skepticism for the policy when Columbus is one of the fastest growing cities in the country.
They don't bring the jobs that they always guaranteed to yield. I guess my bigger concern is that if we're the fastest growing city, you're going to come here regardless. You're going to set up shop regardless. You're going to move here for the job opportunities.
Abatements directly impact education funding by reducing the amount of property tax dollars available for the school district. But at the same forum, Councilmember Elizabeth Brown pushed back, arguing Columbus needs to seek out development, not wait for it to come knocking.
I am not satisfied to say that let's just sit back and it will happen anyway. I think that is a recipe for disaster going forward.
Joe Motil argues those tax breaks are also linked to the city's burgeoning affordable housing crisis. He's worked in commercial construction for more than 30 years. At a gathering just before going out to knock on doors, Motil said those lower property taxes allow developers to raise their asking price.
Because the buyer is not paying virtually any property taxes on it, so they can charge a higher amount. That higher amount of that property is going to have an impact and an increase on the other properties within that direct area. So that's going to raise up the prices of that as well.
Current council members see affordable housing as a major challenge too. They've taken steps such as tying tax abatements to the construction of affordable units, and they've dedicated $50 million in bond money to the issue over 5 years. When she's out knocking on doors, Liliana Rivera-Bayman says affordable housing is the biggest concern on voters' minds.
Especially in the neighborhoods that we've been talking to folks at, people think there's either not enough affordable housing or what is deemed affordable is not really affordable for working families.
Bayman works as a union organizer, so the day-to-day work of running for office is pretty familiar to her. She says it seems like their message is resonating, and she feels optimistic about her chances. Whatever happens on Tuesday, Yes We Can organizers aren't looking at this election as a referendum on their organization. Harkins notes this is only the second election cycle in which they've been an active presence. And although they emphatically want to see their candidates win, Yes We Can believes they're already making an impact by tugging the conversation onto their turf and forcing current council members to explain and defend their policies. Nick Evans, WOSU News.